Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Let's listen to the incomparable Betty Carter.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Just in the other world, I love you. What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You get more, you can't resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Under the Moon with Joni Ross and Pat McHugh. Today is July 20th, 2013, and we're here 6 o'clock, as we are every Saturday, with a show celebrating the diversity of each and every one of us through our horoscopes, and to try to understand how we change the cosmos from inside. And please call in with your date, time, and place of birth if you'd like us to talk about your chart in respect to the topic today, which is the full moon in Aquarius. So we're going to be talking about Uranus and the Sun in our charts. The phone number is to call in 213-816-0357. 213-816-0357. And we'll be happy to take your calls. So today, Mercury went direct, and Mercury rules communication and our conscious thinking and all the things that we use to communicate, telephones, computers, everything. And I know some people have gone through a lot of glitches and snafus in their plans and their devices. So as Mercury makes its way back to the 24th degree of Cancer, we'll see that all these snafus, all these glitches, will have straightened themselves out. So the day it goes stationary direct, however, the energy is very impacted. So if you're having a negative experience, you know, you have to understand this is the day it shifts. The polarity is shifting. It's really important to have some patience and to breathe, breathe in, breathe out. A little chamomile tea or extra magnesium, it can really help calm our nervous systems. And then 2 days ago on the 17th, Uranus went retrograde. And this is another polarity shift. And since Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury, things can be a little out of whack today. So I think let's just really enjoy the show talking about this Uranian energy and our solar energy and maybe some other questions. So right now the moon is in Capricorn and it's in its gibbous phase, which means it's almost at that 100 degree, which makes it full. And there is an energy of ushering in anticipation of balancing our life and celebrating our life, and there's a lot of energy around us. So let's talk about this full moon a bit. You know, during a full moon, it's a great time to break habits, and it's a very good time to celebrate life. But the way we generally feel is kind of charged with emotions, and everything feels enhanced. And, of course, we talked about Jupiter in the show. I don't know if this is the first time you're joining us, but I've been talking about Jupiter a lot, and Jupiter is in the sign of Cancer. So, again, there's a magnification. So, also, there's this kind of amazing grand trine or flowing energy in all the water signs, which we have Neptune in Pisces in its own sign. We have Saturn in Scorpio, intense, taking responsibility for our process. Neptune has to do with our spiritual connection, our compassion, our creativity, our imaginations. I'm saying the good things. And then we have Jupiter in Cancer, really giving us a chance to really process emotions. So I think the most important thing with this grand trine in water is to remember how important it is to love and try to have some empathy when people are not seeming the way you need them to be or where they should be in your mind, to understand that they're processing and might be confused. And if you are conscious, you can really embrace everyone, encourage them to use this energy as a way to process the old stuff, leave it behind. And there's also an increase in creativity, and the dreams can be really very vivid right now. So Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus, and that's the sign of activism, the revolutionary. And it really calls for thoughtful responses to emotional issues, which, as you know, that's theoretical because that's not how it usually works. But during the full moon in Aquarius, we can really take the time to understand that we have a concern for humanity as a whole, and that with the sun in Leo opposing the moon, we're talking about expressing this radiating joy and love in a creative form. So let's talk about your Uranus and your sun, and please call in a minute. But first, let's hear from Pat. You're on, Pat. Hi.
Hi, Joni. How are you?
I'm great. So I know you have a little bit of info to share with people.
I do, actually. I have all they need to know about how to get in touch with you and what kinds of cool services you're offering. Okay, so if any of you would like a complimentary copy of your horoscope, we want you to be able to use astrology as a tool in your daily life. So if you contact us at JoniRossAstrologer.com, that's JoniRoss Astrologer.com, we will send you a brief explanation of how the upcoming lunations affect your month ahead, as well as information from your natal chart that gives you insights on how to win. The next full moon is in Aquarius, so the house placement of Uranus can indicate the ongoing area in your life that needs to revolutionize. The zodiacal sign of your Uranus is an indicator on how you might accomplish that. Your natal sun sign describes how you express your energy and how that energy is nourished. If you would like to know what house the full moon will be affecting this month and the sign and placement of your natal Uranus and sun, email Juoni Moon Message, that's J-U-O-N-I, Moon Message at AOL.com. Please include your name, date, and time of birth, as well as your place of birth. You should also go to JoniRossAstrologer.com and sign up for Joni's Moon Messages. Joni sends moon messages frequently, and you can easily sign up there. Or you can find her on Facebook at Joni Ross Astrologer. while you're on her website, you can have a look at the different services that she offers, including natal charts, where you can have a comprehensive interpretation of your horoscope, which can validate and explain your life experiences, clarify your soul's purpose, and shed light on areas in your life that hold great potential but are lying unfulfilled. By looking at the planets and transits in your chart, you can begin to see your story objectively. Would you like more clarification about a relationship? Joni offers event charts. Astrology is a useful tool for understanding... I completely lost my thought there.
Okay. So do you want to just thank our sponsor and we get on
yes,
with
I
all
would.
These callers?
I'm so sorry,
thank
Joni.
Thank you, honey.
I totally lost that sentence. Everyone here at Under the Moon would like to thank our sponsor, Gwendolyn Holden Barry, owner and master blender of Daughters of Isis. Daughters of Isis is a lovely company that uses the blending tools of fragrance and homeopathy to bring your sensuality into alignment with our ancestors and cultural traditions from across the Earth Mother. Thank you, Gwendolyn, for all you do and for being our sponsor.
Excellent. And we do thank you. So thanks. You know, just a couple of more points about Uranus. And I'm sorry I said 100 degrees at what the full moon is 180 degrees. That means that we're talking about half the whole zodiac. And then it's interesting because Uranus, at the age of around 40, Uranus makes its cycle in 84 years in our charts. So around early 40s, you have this Uranus opposition. And this is what they're talking about as the main point in the midlife crisis, but also all the other aspects. And, you know, there's just so many things that will happen. But wherever Uranus is in your chart is the part of your life where you're going to be the innovator. It's the part of your life that you're going to want to let go of this kind of Jupiter-Saturn or your cultural, not just indoctrination, but your participation on this level where you're in your culture and living by your society. It's where you're going to affect the change you want to see in the world. So it's very exciting. And okay, so let's take the first caller and let's begin. Hi, caller. Thank you for waiting. You're on the air. This is Joni and Pat.
Hi, this is Jill. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Are you the Jill from last week?
Yeah, I am.
That's great. Good to hear you again. So how's your week been?
It's been kind of, you know, I've been trying to heal some things, and I have. I've been having some breakthroughs, actually.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, I was looking for your chart. I was stalling, but I'm going to have to take it again. So, 12-17-1960. Okay. Now, when you called last week, we weren't talking about Uranus yet, right?
No.
And what time are you born, Jill?
7:45 a.m.
Great.
Waukegan, Illinois.
I'm guessing on the spelling, but it'll help.
Waukegan.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we made it through Mercury retrograde, but the day it goes direct, and it did go direct around 2:15, I think it was 2:13 this afternoon. So, in a sense, doing this show at this moment, please excuse how long it takes me to get your chart up, I guess I'm trying to say, guys.
You know, our computer's been the same way.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not the
computer. You know, my daughter came running out all frustrated. She can't bring anything up.
She can't. Okay, here we go, Waukegan, in Lake County.
Yes.
Okay, and you said 27, didn't you? Or 17? December 17?
Yes, December 17.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about your chart in terms of Uranus. So you have Uranus in the sign of Leo, and it's already retrograde when you were born. So there's, and it's in the house of Scorpio, which is a very deep internal energy, the Scorpio energy. So in your chart, in terms of your own psyche and your psychology and processing emotions, this says to me that you're not going to do it the way everyone else does. You're going to have to find the ways that really enable you to do the quote-unquote emotional therapy in your own life. So
yes.
That's a very interesting thing. And then your solar energy, you know, being a Sagittarian, your sun is in the house of Pisces or in the Neptune house. So you're talking about Neptune and Scorpio, which is really part of this grand trine I was talking about in water. And your sun is, even though you're an outgoing, supposedly, Sagittarian, I would say with the sun in the house of Pisces, you're much more behind the scenes in some way, dealing with your own impressions, your own psychic impressions, your own intuition, and your mind is a very creative one.
Correct.
Correct. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to talk about where the lunation is falling in your chart, because that has to do with this month. And people can have, you know, most people do know, if they've been in astrology in terms of getting readings at all, that solar returns are very good on your birthday. But we also have a lunar return every month. And when the full moon is in your, you know, where it's falling in your chart, that also is an emphasis or a highlighting, or like the beam is on that area. So in your chart, the full moon is in the second house. So that has to do with your daily life reality. It has to do with what you're valuing in your life. It has to do with your money. And you already have Venus there, which is a great placement for Venus because it's in its own house. So are there things going on around about with your finances right now?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, the suggestion is really use this time to allow yourself to use that emotional response to the reaction with the financial stuff and be innovative in how you react to it. And really envision yourself on a financial plan that totally supports you, and expect it to be abundant and positive and flowing, and really see it activated in a new way. Not just react to what's going on, but really say, okay, great, I have this challenge right now, but that's how I'm going to come up with a better plan for what I want to do and how I want to see myself in terms of my possessions, my money, my finances, and my own practical way of looking at how I see everything. Meaning, allow yourself to make the shift right now, Jill, because it's happening
okay.
Right in your money house.
So
don't worry.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It's just
okay.
You don't want to feel stuck. You have to understand that's where it's changing, but that's a reflection of your own growth, and it's going to be fine. So stay really directed in your own intention. Does
okay.
that make sense? Does that
yeah,
make sense?
Yeah, because I do. I get afraid. I stay stuck. I don't want to move. I'm paralyzed in fear. I don't know what my future holds.
Right. Well, that's why these kinds of things can make us feel overwhelmed. But actually, feeling stuck is you holding on to something that doesn't exist anymore. Stay focused on what you can do, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? And if it's just allowing yourself to process emotionally, that's probably the best thing for your Uranus. Like, allow yourself to talk to someone who is very innovative. I mean, not saying I'm not, but, you know, I'm a good person to talk to because, you know, I'm a Scorpio with the moon in Aquarius. Give me a break. I couldn't be more perfect for this paradox. Anyway, it's all very positive if you respect the greater process rather than get stuck in the kind of circumstances. That'll help, and also your own connection to your deep feelings about it. This is a time to say, okay, but I'm going to do it this way now.
Right, true, because my past, my childhood, my family, it was all negative. Never, everywhere you turn around, I was just said negativity.
Okay, so the plan for you is to go completely away from that, to honor that family. Well, I'm going to be a little different and be happy, and all of them are going to benefit from my happiness. Not that you have to give more money, but just that you're not going to hold on to that one way of looking at things that did cause a lot of fear. Okay?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
My dear. Great talking to you, and have a wonderful full moon.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jill. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Very interesting. So, Pat, did you look at Jill's chart, too?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. If you want to say something, go right ahead. I know you're a wonderful, wonderful listener. But if you want to say something, go right ahead. Just interrupt my big one. Okay, so we're going to take the next caller. Hi, you're on the air with Joni and Pat under the moon.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Do you want to give us your birth information, and then you can chat a little if you like about what your question is?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. My birthday is 1/24/63. Oh. And my birth time is 8:25 p.m.
Wonderful. And where were you born?
Las Vegas, and this is in New Mexico.
Okay. New Mexico. Do they gamble there too?
There's lots of casinos here.
Yeah. I was just thinking that same question, Joni. I'm glad you asked.
We all
want
to know. Do they have good casinos here? So why aren't I seeing? Because I'm looking at Los Angeles. Okay.
Hello.
So, are you astrologically trained? Do you know your chart? And do you know about astrology?
A little bit.
I got that impression.
I try to keep up with it.
Great.
I try to. I'm not an expert, but I try. I learn.
Okay. So, January 24th, 1963, 8:25 p.m. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just trying to get ahead of Mercury direct. So, again, you also have Uranus retrograde in your chart. And when you were born, Uranus and Pluto were kind of traveling together in the same sign. It's not a very tight conjunction, but nevertheless, you know, that Pluto and Virgo generation with the Uranus really gives you a lot of power in your ability to really affect change in your society. However, this Uranus Pluto is in your 12th house, and it really is it's your way of connecting with spirit. I wonder if you've had a lot of experiences with dreams that were very intense. And the 12th house is like that. It's like it's the kind of the unconscious that we're still connected to from either other lives or just what we personally affiliate to in consciousness. So a lot of times when people have planets in the 12th house, as you do, because you also have Mars, there's so much energy on a spiritual level. And when you're dreaming, you're really seeing boom, ba boom, you know, all kinds of things. And Mars is retrograde, Uranus is retrograde, Pluto's retrograde. So are you a meditator?
Yes, I do. I am so very spiritual. It's like I'm still trying to figure everything out. I have so many vivid dreams, and I astral travel. I have shamanic dreams. Everything is happening to me.
And I think it's all very purposeful. It's very purposeful. Yeah. And, you know, not everyone gets a chance to understand how it's not impossible to connect to the other dimensions of our own psyches and our soul, that it's there all the time. But somebody with a chart like yours, if she's curious and able to really journey, as you said, shamanic, you're going to have unbelievable experiences to the average Joe. You know, they would be very surprised at what you sense, what you see, what you hear, everything, right?
And, yeah, I can't talk about these things to everybody.
Right, no, and really sometimes the words wouldn't be adequate anyway, because truth on the level that you can sense it is experienced through the energy itself. Nevertheless, when you harness your energy through some other way, you know, if it's healing or whatever it is, visions, it's very, very helpful. You know, I think though with a chart like yours, you're just about getting into your stride, aren't you? In terms
yeah,
of how
so
you
much.
Handle this. Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful. And then with Jupiter right on your descendant, conjunct Chiron, you know, that tells me that there's a lot of people that need your help, that easily connect to you. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I feel like this year, like, I am helping people, but on just a, not a real big level, but on an individual level, like, wherever I go, I try to extend myself in whatever ways I feel I need to.
Yeah, beautiful. And just talking about Uranus and Virgo again, you know, today Mercury went direct, and 2 days ago Uranus went retrograde, and I have to say, I really couldn't figure out my energy this morning. I had to do very powerful prayer to reconfigure my calmness, and I was thinking how apropos to really be talking about this electrical shifts of polarity that are going on right now, and you know, when you have Uranus in Virgo, because it is the higher octave of Mercury, you know, you get amazing kind of understanding that's an opportunity for you to understand, but yet it might not always be in the form that you know what to do with it. So I would say that you have, like you said, I can't speak about these things, but, you know, it's not necessarily about transferring it to words yet. Are you someone who performs ceremonies? Are you someone who does something as a kind of an expression or a presenter in some way? What do you do for your work?
I do a lot of communication. I do market mm-hmm. research, and I do talk to people mm-hmm. a lot, all day long. And I try to include different things in it that affect people in different ways, if I feel, because I can feel people through their voice.
Sure.
Know, through the energy.
Sure, yeah.
Especially through the telephone. So, no, I do my own little rituals. I shouldn't call them rituals, but my own little spiritual connections on my own with a lot of thought processes.
But I don't
follow anything. I'm sorry?
Right. Okay. You're an innovator. This is, you know, that's, you know, you have so many planets that are retrograde. I think that's absolutely right for you to listen to the wisdom within and let yourself be guided by that. And I just wanted to talk about where the lunation is in your horoscope, being that it's right in your, you know, your fifth house, which is the house of the sun, has your sun, it has Saturn, has the moon, Mercury, and the south node of the moon. And the new moon, I mean the full moon, excuse me, is right, you know, it is conjunct your sun. So this is a kind of a strong full moon for you. And if there's something that you want to make a shift in, especially around the way you're relating to your own persona, how you're dealing with people, you know, this, if there's something about what you're doing you don't like, it is a good time to allow yourself to kind of, in, you know, just kind of tweak it, change it, shift it, make changes in terms of the way you're doing the dance with the world, how you're relating in general. It's a good time for that. Did you have a question in particular about anything?
Well, I just have to say that when Uranus went direct in my eighth house, which would be Aries, right, changes happened to me. I got a separation from a long-term relationship. Boom. I mean, it happened immediately. And I'm ready for a new life. I'm ready for a new committed relationship with a person that's as spiritual as I am and, you know, wants to love the world the way I do. And it just has, you know, it's been a long journey.
Yes.
So I was just wondering if that's coming my way. Because I'm ready to go.
Well, the thing is, you know? Uranus went retrograde. So in a sense, you decide that and it'll happen. You tell you, and this is exactly what you're expressing. So because you've made that decision, yes. The universe says yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know that already. I'm sure you do. But as spiritual as you, you know, everyone is as spiritual as you. They're just not conscious of it. So you just want to find someone who wants to become conscious, who's working on himself or herself or whatever. I have to be careful. Just whatever you're looking for in your life, that the person is looking forward like you are. And you'd be surprised how spiritual people are when they're letting themselves be who they really are. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just my take on it. But yes, it's because right now is the time to make the decision. Yes.
And what is Uranus? I know it's retrograde right now, but just really quickly, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but what does it mean now that it's in the house of Aries for me? And I know that's my eighth house. I know my life path number is a number eight, but...
Well, eight in terms of a life path number is someone who really makes a long-term plan and takes responsibility. But the eighth house in general is the house of transformation. It's the house of healing the wounds and getting on with the new evolution because we heal. So it sounds to me, even though it sounds challenging, that this is exactly what you're doing. So you're living. This is good, that you want more and you know it and you're going to have it. And that's it. That's it. So I think, you know, in the eighth house, it brings up some real deeper stuff. And not necessarily when you're expecting it. But that's also good sometimes, because if you're ready, we can defend, you know. Especially fixed signs, like Aquarians can be, you know, all the fixed signs, I'm Scorpio, all Leos, you know, Tauruses particularly, we all kind of defend, no, you know, but change is actually what we all are doing continually. So I really applaud that you're so open and courageous in your time of change, and it's great. It's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that was an awesome reading.
Thank you so much. And you take care. It's really nice to meet you. Take care.
Nice to meet you also. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That was very beautiful. She's so... You hear her voice. She talks about hearing her voice.
Very, very sweet.
Very sweet. Okay. So let me see. The next caller is... You're the next caller. Hi, this is Joni and Pat. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Patty calling. Hello.
Patty from New York City, the teacher?
Yes.
The one and only?
Yes, that's me. I couldn't get through last week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Last week was really action-packed with people. So anybody that doesn't get on, by the way, I'm very happy to give you this brief explanation of the lunation, where it is in your chart right now, and also the planetary symbolism. We're talking about Uranus and the sun, and what a little bit about your natal energy, the house and the sign. So it's worth it to come to the website, JoniRossAstrology.com, and subscribe and just request it or request it on Facebook. Pat went through all that. Thank you, Pat. Okay, so let me see if I have your chart.
I can tell you again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you might as well, because I think Pat is also looking at your charts, and she's a little shy with her evaluations, but...
Okay. Well, Pat, don't be shy. My birthday is December 26th, 1952, mm-hmm. at 6:20 p.m. in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston. Okay. And I guess you're on hiatus from school, huh, Patty?
Yes.
Did you have a big victory from your school year? How do you feel about it?
I had a wonderful school year, and I've had a wonderful summer so far.
That's great.
Including, I just got back from visiting an old friend, and it was lovely, just lovely.
Okay. So let's talk about your chart and these energies. First of all, being Leo rising with the descendant at 1 degree Aquarius, the full moon is really falling right on your marriage house, your partnership house, however you want to call it, the other, the significant other. And so you could have some innovation in your relationship. Are you married?
Yes.
You are. Okay, so something could be going on with how you and your husband are working through things. That's where the lunation is. So in terms of you, because we can only change things from ourselves, the environment's kind of the shadow, or the experience is the shadow, the intention and the consciousness is really the real thought. You can say to yourself, what can I do now to have, to spice things up or change things a little or just get it to the level where we're both really activating our relationship. This is good.
Right.
And
right.
then, yeah, you get that. And also, go ahead, darling.
No, it's just, it's true because this is the first time we've had a summer together alone for 17 years.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
And you said you're having fun. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so say hi for us. Anyway,
okay.
Your planet Uranus is in your house of Neptune. So this is natally in the sign of Cancer, and it's retrograde as well. So, you know, I wonder if people with that kind of energy in their chart sometimes have a hard time getting to sleep, or at times having a hard time getting to sleep. So, you know, I am, you know, I'm going to admit it to everyone right now. I am a magnesium maniac right now, and we all could use a little extra magnesium because of the soil, because of taking drugs if we need something. You know, everything depletes it, so we all need that. And it really helps the nervous system. Because once you get down to it, Patty, you are an amazing dreamer. You need to sleep, and you need to have it, because that's where a lot of the shift happens for you.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, too. And then, you know, your son being in the house of Leo, you know, people might, even though you're a very, I call them, understated Capricorn, someone who really just, you know, I'm here to really see that things work and to take responsibility, but your son is in the house of Leo, so no. You really have, I'm not going to say you have a big ego, but you really do care how you present yourself, and you really do care about how you are. And I think, you know, being Capricorn, being kind of a classical sign in terms of not a conservative, but there's something about it. Let's stick to the plan, please, folks. At the same time, you know, there's something that you want to change to tweak your own image, how you feel about it, your own sense of romance, your enjoyment. You know, this is a good time right now for you to really put the fun in. I know you, you know, you probably catch up on all the things you don't get to do all year while you're at school, but make sure it's fun. And you're doing that, right?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Great. So did you have something you wanted to ask?
No, I was just kind of curious about the full moon and where it would fall in my house and about my Uranus. And I think maybe you answered those questions.
I hope so. So you can always get in touch and hear more, you know, really have it. I don't think I said that unusual thing. You know that you have to get yourself to sleep, and you know that your imagination can take you all kinds of places. So it's important to really communicate with your unconscious and do your spiritual work. And you don't have to do it the way everyone else does. You have to do it the way you do it. And I think that you, you know that. I think you do know that.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. I have amazing dreams, and they guide me.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, they really do.
The only thing is you can't really count on it. You have to know wherever there's Uranus, you know, you can't control it. It comes and goes. Moments of genius,
okay.
Inspiration, right? So anyway, great talking to you, and I'll try to keep the lines clear for you, Patty. We love
thank
having
you,
Joni. We love having
thank
you,
Joni. Thank you, Pat.
Okay. You take care, dear.
Thank you
take
very
care.
Much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Joni and Pat.
Hi, Joni and Pat. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How
Jane?
Are you?
Fine.
I'm good. I don't know if I spoke with you guys. I spoke with an astrologer a few weeks ago, but I'm not sure. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. What's your birthday, Maddie?
1745.
Wow, that's an interesting birthday. And, well, you know, I like numbers, too. I really, really
uh-huh.
like to look at their life path number and their personality number. And people that are born on the 7th all have their kind of odd little path they like to have. But one thing about the 7 that I really enjoy is how much they really believe that people should do the right thing. And when they don't, it's very disturbing. Do you have that? Are you afflicted with that?
I'm afflicted with people being dishonest towards others and being
mm-hmm.
a little, what have you. Yeah, I look at that and it's like, oh, man, I call it being mean.
Well, you know, we have to find the right words to encourage people.
Yeah, I know.
But sometimes
that's actually what I see. People can be a little, not so nice.
Yeah. No, you know, it's not hard. It's not easy being a human. We have to go through stuff. Tell me, do you know what time you're born, Maddie?
It was 6:49 p.m., 20 seconds.
20 seconds? Oh, my
wow.
God. Who is there with the stopwatch? last week, yes, we had Janice Heller on, who's a midwife. She's also an acupuncturist and a great, great lady. And the next day, she had her assistant calling me from the birth, 901. But she didn't give me seconds. I got to call her. And anyone out there, you know, just what I like to do, because I've had so many midwives as clients over the years, and I really just love the profession, and it's a calling. And doulas, too, because they're learning to really assist this miracle and amazing process. So anybody who has a birth, or even if your mom expecting, just I'm happy to send you the birth chart for the baby and a little baby report. Actually, it's a childhood report. So, you know, having a consultation, that's a little different. But I'm happy to send that, okay? And where were you born, Maddie?
I was born in Georgia.
Maddie?
A little city called Cuthbert, Georgia.
Maddie? Sorry. Where were you born?
In Georgia.
Okay. What city?
Cuthbert, Cuthbert.
Okay,
Cuthb as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, T as in Tom.
Okay,
Georgia.
I got you. I think I had you on mute for a second. And I didn't touch the computer, so figure. Okay.
Okay.
What? Okay. Well, that's interesting. One second. So how are you today? You doing good?
I'm okay. Yeah, I had a little tension in my back, you know, a shoulder blade. But I think of, when I go to the chiropractor next week or get a good massage, I'm going to do both,
mm-hmm.
you know, get that tension out of my shoulder blades.
Wonderful. You know, magnesium, which I started talking about today, that's also good for letting your muscles relax. It's the mineral that
yeah.
functions for that, too. Actually, we need a lot of magnesium. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I got up last night and took some. I do have magnesium here, and I had said that I was going to take some every night.
Yeah.
Because I do good. You know how you do well. I do well, then you slack off, you leave it alone, then you realize, oh, I need it, then you go back to it.
Well, especially before you go for your massage, it's a very good time, yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
like-
so you have an interesting chart, and I can understand why you might seem mean in moments here and there, because you're not kidding around. And people sense it. You're very serious when you're upset, right?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that I was mean at moments. I say, look, sometimes I see people as being mean in moments.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. But I'm just saying that you have a strong energy. People better not mess with you.
I do have a strong energy. One astrologer said to me years ago, she said, I don't think you realize the power that you throw off. I say, power? I throw off power? I say, get afraid of you. I say, get afraid of me? I say, I'm so sweet. I'm not going to harm no one.
No, but, you know, it's
it comes
that
off
you,
that way, huh?
No, I'm not saying you're coming. I was making a joke. I'm just really talking about. I'm just really talking about the ability to really understand on more than one level why certain behavior isn't right. And the willingness to stand up and deal with it, you know.
Oh yeah.
And your chart also says that you have a great capacity to train your life to do things that aren't so easy to do, and this is also a very good thing. But we really want to talk about Uranus. No, mean has to do with the condition of our heart.
Yes,
maybe
I know.
If we have too much mold in our system, I don't know. You know, the body really. You know, reflects a lot of stuff, but no.
I usually say they got a little demon around them.
Yeah, whatever. You know, that's the polarity. That's the polarity, the lower worlds, the higher worlds.
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah,
very true.
So we just have to put ourselves in the condition where we're going to decide what we want to be.
Yeah,
and,
that's very true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. I usually get along with. I have no problem with getting along with people. Once they get to know me, they just think I'm so easy. I'm so easy.
Well, you know, you have a couple of things. First of all, Saturn is a very strong planet in your chart because it is the ruler of your sun. It is your ascendant. It's also on the descendant on an angular house, which means, you know. There's certain things that you want to accomplish in life, and it isn't just for you. It's for others, too. You know, I would say with Saturn in the seventh house, in the house of partnerships, that might be something that you've had to work on a lot, how you are going to be in a relationship and how you're going to deal with the kind of person that you're attracting who teaches you oh so many things you need to learn one way or another. And also your moon is in the house of Saturn in the 10th house, which also says again that, you know, as you get older, you become more comfortable and learn a lot and be able to be happier, which is great. And then the moon is in the sign of Libra, which is why you really care.
My moon is in Libra?
Yes, that's what I have.
My moon is in Scorpio. 6:59.
January 7th,
1945, 6:49 p.m.
Oh, I have a.m. There we go. I didn't say the a.m. before with this Mercury retrograde. So your moon
that
is
Mercury.
In Scorpio. Okay.
My moon is in Scorpio, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 12 hours difference, probably almost everything I said was inverted. However, with Saturn and Mars being on the angle, let's see if they still are. Sorry, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a little computer slowness, too. Okay, so PM, let's see how that works. Okay, interesting. Very different story. But you still have Saturn.
The 12th house.
Yeah, you have Saturn in the 12th house. Oh, so you really know a lot about your chart. So I'm glad you caught
I just know where all the placements are. I don't really know how the conjunction and sextile and, you know.
Okay. But okay, so you have the moon in Scorpio, and it really is in this, it's in the third degree, so the fourth degree, 3 degrees, 18 minutes. So this grand trine in water, your moon is in it. So this is a really great time for you to just reassess, release, and move into what you want to be. Very
and
much.
And that's exactly how I've been feeling.
Yeah. This July, we're having this beautiful energy midst of all this outer tension. And there still are a lot of things we all have to deal with. Like, just look around. It's true. But on an emotional level, on the spiritual level, we can free ourselves from the attachment that we can't handle it and that it isn't supposed to be happening and that it isn't leading to something better.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what I think it really is to say in your chart. But, you know, Saturn is not angular in your chart. It's in the 12th house. I have it in my chart, too. So I know sometimes the dreams are about working hard and processing stuff. But not all the dreams are fun when you have Saturn in the 12th house. And sometimes you can have fear that you don't understand where it's coming from. However, the older you get, the more you understand that we have history in terms of our own evolution as a race, as we have an evolution as a person, as a soul, and this is what you know how to do. So again, you know, but also let's just talk about the moon in Scorpio for a second. You know, I would say one thing to the moon in Scorpio: if you want to feel good, just forgive one person and see how much better you feel. Just release one thing that really was still upsetting you, and you free yourself to feel the joy. So it's just one thing to do if you ever don't feel, especially all the tension you're talking about. Just, you know, tonight, whatever, just say, you know, this person, if I see him again, I'm going to do
it. I hear what you were saying, and I know that Scorpio has always known, I have not always known that if you have a moon Scorpio, just a Scorpio in your chart, period, have a big influence over your life. For as people, Scorpio, you're supposed to be very revengeful and all of those things, but I'm not that person. I don't see me as being that person because I think the reason being because I have Venus in Pisces.
Okay.
I think that's what makes me a little bit more forgiving and, you know, and let go and let God and move on.
Yes. But you have Venus and Pisces in the 8th house. So
yes.
this is all very, I'm Scorpio, and of course, you know, ask Pat how much I love talking about Pluto even more than Magnesium.
Pluto, yes.
So we're talking about, you know, the choice of what we feel, you know, the choice of how we want to deal with it. This is really choice. But we do need to process this compassion. You also have a grand trine between your moon, Venus, and Saturn. So, yeah, no. But if someone has hurt you or someone you love, you know, we tend to hold it. So just, and even if it's about forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really, or just forgiving some of these schmeckleheads that are running the government, or even someone who did something terrible. Say, I'm not going to hold that. Let them deal with it. I'm going to release from my own health and my own happiness. So there's so many ways you can do it. I don't think you have to be the big B just because you have the moon. It just means you could.
But normally I'm not. Normally I'm not. I think I'm pretty well balanced.
Beautiful.
First thing, you know.
Yes, yes. And it's great. It's great that we got to meet you today, Pat, right?
No, Maddie.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I was talking to my co-host.
Oh,
Pat.
I see. I was going to ask you, what does the, there's a grand trine going on. I keep hearing that. What effect is it going to have on me since I have a grand trine in my chart?
Well, let's just say your grand trine is getting tweaked with like this awesome, beautiful, magical aroma of wow. Yeah, so give yourself a lot of love. Give people a love. One hug from you right now. That energy is fortified. And, you know, the way I see it is people don't necessarily recognize this love as the great power. And it is.
Yes.
And this is the one moment where you can really empower it for yourself and whatever else you want to do, be it love someone around you or just carry that. You know, all these things are invisible, but doesn't mean they don't exist.
Yes.
So, I'd say this is a very strong period as long as you are channeling it in some way that's really important for what you want to do and you want to accomplish. You know, just sitting and watching a movie with a couple of tears, some popcorn, that could be nice too, but, you know, what do you really accomplish?
So yes, I hear you.
I'd say use it.
Yes.
Use it in your spiritual work. Use it in the way you're treating yourself. And don't forget your magnesium because you need it.
Yes, that's true.
That's it. It's good for you.
That's very
right?
True.
Is
there a T-square in my chart going on now?
Well, I'm going to go on because I want to move on because there's one
okay.
Caller.
Okay, I was, okay.
Call us back, Maddie, 6 o'clock on Saturdays, okay, darling?
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the air. This is Joni and Pat.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Do you want to give us your birth information?
Yes, it's 10-1-63.
Okay. So you have the resonance of the number one. So that's a very strong number. It's a, kind of the person who likes to do things in an innovative, original way already. So with this full moon, you can really activate your own qualities of what you want to try next. Do you know what time you're born, Laura?
1:15 p.m.
Great.
Or it might be 1:14, but it's 1:14 or 1:15 p.m.
Okay, and where?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, okay. Okay. One second. I think I still left someone on the line. I'm going to try to meet that person because I don't think they know they're still on the air.
Okay.
You're the 856, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. That's it then. Okay. So have you had your chart done before? Have you gone to an astrologer?
No.
Astrology?
No, I haven't.
No, but you've gone for readings.
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. So let's start with the planet Uranus in your chart, which is also in those years in the 60s when Uranus and Pluto were conjunct. So you have a 5-degree spread there, which is a conjunction for the outer planets. They were really, it was kind of an intense time. And a lot of people came in with this need to really get a lot accomplished. And your Uranus is in your ninth house of spiritual matters. And it's the house of Jupiter. So it's all about your philosophy, your belief system, your openness to diversity. possibly with Uranus in the ninth house, you could be really a seeker from a more traditional religious background. Did you have that experience? Are you looking for things, looking for truth? Is that one of the things that you feel is a theme for you?
Yeah, I would say that's true. I do come from a traditional religious background that I've kind of turned around with, you know, metaphysical stuff, and I'm looking for answers. So I'm definitely somebody that asks a lot of questions.
Great, beautiful. You also have Mercury, which is the planet of asking questions in the house of philosophy and religion and belief. And your Mercury is in the sign of Virgo, which is another, it's kind of a reinforcement of this needing to understand. But, you know, because your Pluto is in the ninth house, it kind of indicates that this isn't the first time you've understood, or this isn't the first time that you really found a truth that really radiated deeply for you. And that, you know, I think the issue is to find a way to really share it and communicate so that you don't get stuck in thinking that's the only truth and you keep going. But I think with Uranus there, that isn't really a problem. And interestingly enough, you know, many, many years, Uranus and Chiron were in opposition, and you have Chiron opposite Pluto and also Uranus conjunct your moon in Pisces. So not only are you philosophically or interested in how to express your own faith, you have this moon in Pisces, which is so intuitive, and it's in the house of communication. So you might be one of the more eloquent people in understanding the process of someone else discovering faith and how they do that. And you said basically you study metaphysics. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I've become a Reiki master, and I'm studying up on the crystals. And I should say I'm pretty aware when spirit is acting up around me, because it does act up quite often around me, and I'm aware when it's happening. And sometimes things happen around me physically, lights and things, all kinds of different stuff happens.
Yeah, well, you know, as you know, studying these things, that things are happening around all of us, but having this moon in Pisces and Chiron in Pisces, you know, you really have you have the dial that gives you the frequency sometimes. Maybe it looks like they're coming after you, but I just think that your receptors are just really high tech, and that's very cool. Also, your Mars conjunct Neptune is in Scorpio, which is a very deeply intuitive, you know, in terms of doing Reiki, when you're dealing with people that have places in their energy field where it's a congestion because of an upset or whatever, you can sense it and you can communicate, move it along, it's okay, and help people process. All healing is the process that we do within ourselves, isn't it? That's really the healing. So, to be, you know, I would say you have a gift with this to be a healer. And also, because even though you have Mercury in the sign of Virgo, which is its own sign, I would say your moon in Pisces knows it's not always what you say. It's just what you hear, or it's just what you allow the other person to say that really is the healing. I don't know if you relate to that. The listening.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you listen with your ears, but even our skin is made of the same material our ear is made of. So listening can happen through this energy. I call it listening, but it's just sensing. Well, anyway, like you said, it's hard to really put into words what your work is about.
I don't tell a lot of people that I do it, so
okay.
You know, in my day-to-day work, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that on
your
day job. Write stuff on the side. Yeah, my day job. I do Reiki on the side. I volunteer, basically. I don't do it as a profession.
Yeah, and I don't think even people necessarily would guess any of that, because your sun is at the top of the chart in the sign of Libra. Venus in Libra, you know, you're very social, and people really are attracted to you, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very easy for people to
That's
just
true.
Think, oh, this person would be very nice. They'll talk to me. You know, they'll know how, you know, you can carry conversations as soon as you meet someone. They get it. They feel comfortable talking to you. Because of this. Did you have a question? Oh, well, let me tell you where the lunation is, and then I'll ask you a few questions. So the full moon is really dealing with your second house and your eighth house, your own value system and your own emotional system, or kind of a survival house, so it's really a good time right now to really affirm the bottom line for yourself, what you want, what you're going to have happen, that it's up to you, that it's up to how you're going to create it, and that your life is your responsibility, and that's a good thing. So you're going to have, you know, that you can really focus on reality with that sense of how empowered your life is, and it's a good place for the full moon in the second house, in terms of really what you're having in your world, what your world is like. So, did you have a question too, Laura?
Do you see me moving down to the south anytime soon?
Oh, that's an interesting astrological question. You know, you can always have. Where do you live now? Are you still in Pennsylvania?
I'm actually in New Jersey.
Okay, so northeast, and you're thinking to move to the southeast or south what?
Yeah, southeast.
You know, I think, look, I don't know. I think you certainly could do that. Of course, moving is absolutely something you choose, but there's a very good thing to do called astrocartography, to just look at how your horoscope kind of rotates a little bit when you move and see if it really feels like that's a good place for you. So you can get in touch with me and I can tell you about that. But if you're just asking me to say yes or no, I think yes seems kind of likely.
Okay. All right. That's all I had to ask. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Take care.
You too.
I wasn't going to do that, Pat, but okay. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to do any intuitive things, but you know what? Sometimes you just want to hear. Okay.
Sometimes you do.
Okay, take care, my dear. Okay, so we have a couple more callers. I'm going to take one more caller for today. And anyone that doesn't get on air, please get in touch with the website, JoniRossAstrologer.com, or catch me on Facebook. I have Facebook, Joni Ross Astrologer. You know, I'm happy to friend you, and you can give me a question. Say, hey, I didn't get on the air. Can I know where this stuff is? How this stuff is affecting me in your, how you take it? Okay. Hi, you're on the air. This is Joni.
Hi, Joni. My name is Terry.
My birthday
is 11/20/47, and I was born at 9:15 in the morning.
9:15, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
A Scorpio also.
Yes.
In Pennsylvania.
Another one who's chosen not to be a big B. and Scorpio's always chuckled.
But we could be.
But we could be, and sometimes we really are, but, you know, that was the past.
That's right.
So, I'm sorry, did you say Pennsylvania also?
Yes, Pennsylvania.
What city?
Nanticoke.
Oh,
Nanticoke.
Okay. Okay. I've forgotten your name. I'm sorry.
Terry.
Terry, okay. So, Terry. Okay. So, you and I are very similar because you have the moon in Aquarius, too.
Ooh.
And you're Scorpio. So, we're talking about two fixed energies really focused on their, let's say, jurisdiction or genres. In your case, there was a square. So, this tells me that, you know, there's a lot of stuff you're really not going to just casually settle for. You're going to really challenge yourself in this world and really make solutions. And,
true.
You know, the moon in Aquarius is, you know, I don't know if you got to hear the whole show, but at the beginning I was talking, you can listen to the podcast. It kind of was a crazy beginning, but I was trying to talk about the energy of Uranus. An energy of the Uranus in the moon is kind of a fusion of the emotional self and all the memories and everything that the lunar energy contains, which is, you know, we are our history. That's what makes us individuals. And then there's this Uranian energy, which is saying whatever the status quo is, we're going to shift it. So that's what you're doing now. Great.
Yes.
So the moon in Aquarius is a woman, usually as a woman, we don't like to be as emotional as we really are, being Scorpios, when we have the moon in Aquarius. We really need to think about what we're going through so we understand it. Then, of course, we're experts and we can really deal. But being caught off guard is, you know, and having to be emotional, it's not necessarily what the moon in Aquarius likes. What the moon in Aquarius likes is to be a woman of the future, meaning I'm here to create the role of woman who's intelligent and who, you know, respects certain ideals and all these other things. So, you know, this moon in Scorpio is a little more primitive in the sense that, you know, it's you really listen to your feelings. But in your chart, you have the sun in the house of Aquarius. So you're a bit of a paradox in the way that you are, and it's really cool. I'm sure you're a very interesting person. And then the other thing that's happening with this sun and moon that are connected in this kind of square, meaning they, you know, resolution, please. No, this is not enough. I'm going to work this. You also have Mars and Saturn, which are conjunct in your chart opposing your moon. So you're not kidding around. You really can focus, Terry, can't you? You really... really want to address things in life, right?
Yes, especially now, because I'm already a little older. When I was younger, maybe not, but as I got older and my husband really passed, my life has changed, I really am starting to listen to myself emotional-wise, where I never did. I was over-emotional, over the top.
Okay, so you're listening to yourself in terms of your own healer inside you or your own...
I would say my own healer because, you know, I was with my husband for a long, long time and I was sort of settled in, and when he passed, I became involved with another man and my emotions were so off the chart. Now I sort of meditate and I listen to that little inner voice where I never listened. And that was my biggest meditation. Even when I went to meditation, my person that taught me told me, you don't listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. So I'm finally listening to myself because I was overrun by my emotions.
Well, you know, you had a lot to learn. So sometimes they overrun, you know, all the lessons, you know, we don't get them usually in the package that keeps us in our comfort zone. So maybe you spent a lot of your life learning how to deal with all your energy. But I think that advice is stellar. Because having had all those experiences where sometimes you felt out of control, sometimes
right.
you were irate, sometimes you felt he was the one, da-da-da, whatever that was about in your life, you learned a lot. So now's the time to really see yourself at the point where you can trust. Oh, yeah, I got that file. I got the whole cabinet. You know, I can really deal with this. And not only can I deal with it, I can take the old stuff that was already kind of, you know, representing another old thing, and I can really process it. So this is the time in your life where you can be, you know, the master of your mind in that sense that you're not going to direct it to just reaction, but rather, you know, what you want. And of course, peace and happiness is, you know, I'm not even going to say peace and happiness in kind of the, let's say I'm going to say it in terms of internal confidence.
True.
That,
peace,
you know,
peace,
not just
right.
Listen to yourself, but really trust that you can be your own guide and that you really have gotten to the point where all those experiences where you felt maybe I was feeling out of control, but believe me, you were learning all that time. And there's still plenty to learn. There always is. But now you can really be, you know, the person that functions in this whole other capacity. Maybe you didn't feel was, you know, necessarily what you could do at that time. And the other thing is your Mercury in Scorpio, which is also being impacted by this grand trine. You know, really try to journal right now in terms of what you really want. I don't know, you said you were involved with someone and now you're feeling peaceful. Is that something you want to do, find another relationship?
Well, I did find another relationship, but it was the same old pattern, the trust pattern for me. Mm-hmm. Now, I always went back to my old self, and now I'm learning to listen and trust him.
Where so he's still
I
in your
back.
Life. That's great. That's
yes,
great.
Yes.
So,
I'm learning to trust him and listen to him because I would compare it with the old relationship and the ranting and the raving for the attention and it just is so different now and it's just different.
Beautiful. Great. Oh, that's so encouraging because, you know, one of the things you could never be accused of is being boring.
No, never.
No. But at the same time, you know, like, you know, we got to watch their tickers.
True,
only
true.
So much growing a man is willing to do in one life, right? But
true.
But I really applaud you for even coming on. You know, being Mercury in Scorpio doesn't tend to necessarily open up in this kind of forum where other people are learning from your experience. And, you know, I think it's an act of courage and... you know, and I'm very excited to meet you because we both have the same lunar story there. And
amazing.
I also know another person that she's not so successful in her behavior that has the same thing. Kudos to you and kudos to me. You know, I like being single, but I don't feel like I'd have to really pity anyone if they came into my world like I used to feel. So anyway, all the best in this. And let me just tell you where the lunation is. The lunation is also in your second eighth house polarity. So, you know, whatever your goals are right now in terms of your what you want to process and who you are and what you want to have happen, really see them manifesting and, you know, writing it down or just listening to yourself, really talk about the things you want and how you want to make them happen, including, you know, the challenges of communication with the person that you do care for, who isn't, you know, necessarily exactly what you ordered.
True.
You know, but somehow, you know, you also have Uranus on your house of partnerships. So that tells me you're always going to have someone that is kind of coming into your life to help you grow, help you get out of like what you think you are and become the one you really want to be. So it's very cool.
He came into my life as a stepping stone and he made me strong. I was a person that never could say no to people. Now mm-hmm. I could say no with love and walk away mm-hmm. from it. And he made me, well, he didn't make me, I chose it, but he pushed me in that direction, let's put it
well,
that
he's,
way.
He's a friend that's activating and revolutionary in your concept of relating, compromise, fairness, balance, all of those things are involved in partnership. So it's great. It's great.
Thank you.
So you're welcome.
And
take
good luck
care.
To you.
Thank you. So,
bye-bye,
dear. Oh, no. Okay, she hung up. All right, so we have Pat. You still there?
I am still here.
So why don't you, everyone online, please go to, you can either go to JoniRossAstrologer.com or go on Facebook, Joni Ross Astrologer, or you can email me at Juoni, J-U-O-N-I, Moon Message, and please get on the Moon Message list, and you can hear about these lunations in your chart. You can also call back. It's been wonderful today. Everyone is so interesting that's called. So all those people left that I just want to say, get in touch with me, and I will give you your horoscope and where the lunation is and a little bit about your natal Uranus and the sun in your chart. And that's it. So did you want to just thank Gwen one more time, Pat? And
yes, thank you so much to our sponsor, Gwendolyn Holden Barry, and her lovely company, the Daughters of Isis.
So, and I have to read these. Okay, and those from the chat room as well, please just get in touch with me, and have a wonderful, beautiful full moon, everyone. And let's end with Doris Day.
When all the world is a hopeless jungle and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun. Just a step beyond the rain, somewhere where the clouds are far behind.